He is the DA of Charleston Law. He is everywhere. It is the great David Ehler. DA, how are you? Haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks.
I know. It's been kind of busy and hot outside, I guess, with the holiday and everything. Glad to be back on with you and look forward to getting together in person soon, maybe even over an adult beverage or two.
Oh, that always sounds good. Now, I was at the last Rolling Bike Night. I was there early, and then I heard you arrived, and you were looking for me. I had to go to another event, so I apologize for that, but I did support Rolling Bike Night.
I was told that you were there. I cannot confirm that, but there was reports that you actually attended. I hate that I missed you, but that just means you'll have to come to this next one.
And that's coming up in 2 weeks. Is that on the 31st?
That is, and we've got a great band with a band out of the Upstate, Shane Pruitt Band. They're a blues band that's played all over the country, really, and but they're based out of the Upstate. And they may or may not have my uncle as the drummer, so I was able to kind of twist their arm for a little cheaper fee for a good cause, and they're going to come down and play. And it'll be located at the Hooters right there where the mall is there in North Charleston. So it should be a great night. They've got a huge parking lot there. We did one there last year. And other than the rain, it was probably one of our more popular nights that we had as far as the bike nights go.
I do enjoy Hooters. I believe I will be joining you for Rolling Bike Night on Wednesday, July 31st.
If need be, you can just ride on the back of mine just to make sure we see each other there. We'll just go together.
Yes, come on. All right, DA, I wanted to bring this up, and I hope I word it correctly. Did you see the story about the alligator Chance the Snapper in Chicago this week?
Yes, I did.
Now, how do people get those exotic animals? What are the legal ramifications for the idiots from the north who bring alligators or any kind of exotic animal and keep them at their houses?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have both, really. It's sort of a double-barrel shotgun on that. You have a local state. Well, sometimes you have a local ordinances, county ordinances. Most states are going to have various laws in place for that. And then, of course, the federal government as well. Particularly one case we saw interesting here that was just in the last couple of years. You probably saw it in the news because it was so unique, where they were bringing these exotic turtles over. And they were selling the exotic turtles, collecting the turtles, and then bringing them over from China and selling them back all over the country. And that was prosecuted federally. And that was right here in the Lowcountry. So it can get real serious real fast, even though it kind of sounds funny and you just think people sort of like the weird kid in your middle school class that had all the snakes in his house. But it goes a lot farther than that.
How much jail time can they get or a fine? What are the charges on that?
You know, a lot of times you don't see as much jail time, but you're right. It's more that financial side of it, particularly if you're doing it for profit. You know, I mean, it's no different than selling illegal weapons, illegal narcotics, or anything else. You're selling an illegal product that just happens to be an animal of some sort.
I always say, just leave the animals alone. Let them be. They don't bother us. We don't bother them.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just such a health risk for obviously the animal itself, but also anybody that's exposed to the animal, as you see, hence why they're considered exotic animals that shouldn't be kept in a domestic situation.
He knows all: criminal, civil, personal injury, auto accidents, medical malpractice. DavidAylor.com, and that is AYLOR, 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street, North Charleston on Leeds Avenue, and on Wednesday, July 31st, Rolling Bike Night at Hooters. That is America. What more can you ask for?
You really can. I mean, it's, you know, the month of independence. There's nothing better, no better way to end it than a nice charitable event there at Hooters with a great live music. And, of course, the critic himself staying for at least more than 10 minutes this time.
I definitely will. DA, it is always a pleasure to hear from you. DavidAylor.com, the DA of Charleston Law. He is part of the 105.5 The Bridge news team, and I will definitely hang out very, very soon.
Look forward to it. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week.